From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov, said in a tweet Sunday he welcomes the recent statement by Hamas announcing the dissolving of its administrative committee in Gaza, and that he hoped the Palestinian parties will use Cairo momentum to address the Gaza humanitarian situation. University of Paris political science professor Khatar Abu Diab tells VOA the opportunity for an accord appeared after the conflict between Qatar and Saudi Arabia and its allies broke out in June. He says Qatar cut its financial subsidies to Hamas after the conflict with Saudi Arabia and its allies erupted in June, and that put a great deal of pressure on Hamas to resolve its financial crisis. But Abu Diab says he is prudent about the chances of the latest deal succeeding, since neither Hamas nor Fatah have kept their word following previous mediation efforts in Mecca, Doha, and in Cairo. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Britain eased its terrorist threat level Sunday from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train on Friday in London. Home Secretary Amber Rudd said the second arrest was an indication that, quote, good progress was being made in the investigation of the attack, which injured 30 people, all but one of whom have now been released from hospitals. The severe threat level indicates British officials now believe another attack is highly likely.